This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Teresa Rogers for the Litchfield Sports Boosters. Teresa, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well, and let's talk a little bit about the Litchfield Sports Boosters. You guys are having a dueling piano fundraiser that is fast approaching. Tell us a little bit about this fundraiser and what's going on with this.
We're going to have it on February 21st. The doors are going to open at 5:30, and we're going to have dinner at 6. And the dinner is going to be served from Niemerg's from Effingham. And then the dueling piano is going to start at 7. And they're actually the piano players that used to play at the Big Bang.
The Big Bang, formerly of St. Louis, that the used to be in St. Louis, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
And of course, dueling pianos. For those that don't know about dueling pianos, tell us a little bit about this, because this can be a really fun evening for those lucky enough to attend.
Yeah. So what they do is they have songs that they play against each other. They sing along. A lot of times they do, like, college fight songs, and they just try to get the crowd involved. The songs are usually picked by the audience themselves, so if you want a song that you want to play, you give them a tip, and they'll play that song. I've heard that they also do, they'll have people serenade or get people up on the stage and have a good time with everybody in the crowd.
Tell us a little bit with the Sports Boosters. How did you guys come up with this idea?
We had heard, you know, other areas that had been doing it. And, you know, for the last few years, we've been doing the $100 dance. So we wanted to just kind of switch things up a little bit, try to pique some new interest in people coming out and supporting the Sports Boosters. And it's always nice to do something new. So we try to do a little something new every year. So this is going to be in place of our $100 dance where we had given away money. We have reduced the ticket price so people are able to afford to come. You know, the $100 was a little bit expensive for people, so we reduced it to $50, and they get you 2 dinner tickets, you know, so it's $50 a couple.
What's included with the dinner this year?
It is, like I said, the dinner's from Niebuhr, and it's going to be their fried chicken, their famous fried chicken, and barbecue pork loin, and chicken and noodles, and then you're also getting mashed potatoes, corn, green beans, and rolls with tea and coffee with that.
And, of course, you're once again, as you mentioned earlier, this is going to be held at on Saturday, February 21st at the Litchfield Community Center. Couldn't ask for a better place in Litchfield to have this thing and to have a lot of people to attend.
Yes, It's been going over very well. We've had a lot of people have a good interest in it. We've been selling the tickets, and they're available at any home game that is going to be going on in January. We've been selling tickets there at any girls, boys, or wrestling match. And then also people can pick up tickets at Savvy Tech and First National.
And, of course, with the community center, I'm assuming the pianos will be up on that stage area, right, to open up the seating and maybe allow a little room for dancing and all that kind of stuff. Is that the way this is probably going to be set up?
Yeah. We're going to have the pianos up on the stage, and then we would have a little area where people, if they want to get out and dance to the songs, they can get out and dance. And that's why we're kind of limiting our tickets just to 200, so there is an area for people to have a good time out there.
How many tickets are left?
You know, I don't have the exact count right now because I have the board members that have their tickets and they haven't gotten them in. But like I said, we've been having a nice response to the tickets. So.
And of course, I've been to a few dueling piano events and that, and you want to have an evening of just pure fun. This is a way to do it. And the money raised for this, what exactly will it go towards for the boosters? Is it set aside for a certain project?
We buy stuff for the school every year. Last year we did quite a bit of purchase for the everybody. We rotate the uniforms. Last year we had bought an ATV for our athletic trainer. We bought a watering system for the football team, volleyball net system for the volleyball team. The basketball team, they got a shoot-around so that boys and girls both could use. Football, or baseball and softball both got pitching machines. I'm trying to think what else.
Well, this kind of brings...
We're looking at, like, wrestling mats, a storage shed for soccer. So we usually buy most of the equipment and the uniforms for our athletes.
And this just proves the point, and I know this as well as anybody else covering boards of education, in that with the education system the way it is and funding the way it is, athletic programs and even the music programs need all the help that they can get. And what a way to help out with what you guys are doing. Kudos to you guys, because I know you guys have been doing this for many, many years.
Yes, this is our big fundraiser to help our athletes.
We got a couple seconds here left on the program. With the Litchfield Sports Boosters, in general, how are things going with you guys?
They're going pretty well. We've had a nice membership drive. We got a lot of support from the community, and it's going very well this year.
Anyone seeking more information regarding the dueling piano event or about the Litchfield Sports Boosters, who do they need to get in contact with and get that information?
They can contact me on my cell phone, and that's 246-1356. Or they also can shoot us an email. We have an email account, and it's just very easy. It's litchfieldsportsboosters@yahoo.com.
And that's a simple email to remember. And then, are you guys on Facebook too to update people regarding some of your events?
Yes, we are on Facebook, and the event is actually on Facebook. And if people are wanting to use PayPal, they can go to the Sports Booster Facebook page, look for the event, and look for tickets to buy by PayPal.
All right, Teresa, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking with us about your upcoming dueling piano event. Once again, it will be held on Saturday, February 21st at the Litchfield Community Center. Tickets are available. And, of course, Teresa, thank you so much and best of luck on this year's endeavor, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
All right, thank you so much.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Tricia Rogers for the Litchfield Sports Boosters. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.